You know, we have embarked on a program to crack down the miners at the disco halls. We had a meeting with all the disco owners in Nyambia Municipality and even the artists in Nyambia Municipality. And I did ask them as a warning to check at their disco places and during their shows to ensure that we don't have underage children, girls and boys, or who are even school-going age going to discos, because they will get the problems and they will get spoiled. They can even get accidents, or they can even get raped by men or other, you know, other criminals. It's a concern of the state that since we are promoting girls' education, we are promoting education in the state, it's also equally important that we consider putting in place some guidelines to crack this kind of, you know, delinquent children going to discos. We also need to ensure that the parents are able to take care of their children.
Worship Mayor, what brought up all this issue of teenagers in disco centers?
You know, this has been an issue that we have been registering. There have been always complaints that children underage are going to disco places, they are going to shows. And at one time, our forces, the military police, helped me to arrest some few, you know, ladies and boys, girls and boys at disco place. And then even some forces who have signed agreement with government, especially the SSLM, some officers went to the disco place and they saw very young children. And they actually arrested 16 of them. And they showed me, they called me, I went and showed and got them, and then I collected them. I even took some of these girls up to the governor to see. And this was very embarrassing, because a child was 14 going to disco place with two uniforms, with two clothes. One is a uniform for the school and one is, you know, this is ordinary clothes. That means they go, and when they're in the disco place, they change in the morning, they put on uniform and become pupils. So this is very interesting for Yambia. And this is, of course, exposing these children to either HIV, sexual transmitted disease, and even in danger of death.
Okay. What did you do to those who were arrested? Were they just left unpunished? Maybe that will encourage them even of going back?
Thank you. Actually, what we have decided is when I was called, I went and picked them. Of course, we had to flog them a bit. We had to cane them some 5 lashes to show them that what I've done is wrong. And what has actually prompted now us is this kind of, it is too much, it's becoming too rampant. And we have decided as a municipality, we are going to put out an order banning children from going, because we have already held a meeting. We are going to put out order and instructing all the disco owners and the security personnel who actually are helping at the disco places to ensure that, one, when they are checking in people into the disco places, they must not check in underage children. Secondly, anyone who is loitering around the disco place around 10 who is a young child must be actually chased away and they should go to their homes. Thirdly, if we arrest these children again, we will call their parents, mother and father, and ask them where were they when these children were going out. And of course, lastly, will be that we will arrest the mother and the father and bring them to do public work for the government.
Commonly, these issues of disco and maybe public shows over weekends. Tell us, today is Monday. Have you done some arrests, or are there some arrests made?
No, we already, as we met, now some disco owners have already got scared. They are not accommodating any more underage children.
What is your message to the parents in regards to this issue?
Yeah, my message to the parents is, let's work together as a body. As we are working here as government, protect our children, protect our girl child. The parents must also take in this kind of responsibility, because these are their children. When they get spoiled, it's all our children. These are children for the public. They should ensure that they are able to check their children. They should advise them correctly. They should help these girls, especially girls, because these are the most vulnerable, who actually, when they don't have anything that is to do with basic needs at their disposal, they go out to look for men who are either elder than them, or whatever, businessmen or even other officials in public offices. And then they can easily get into problem. They can contract HIV. They can be actually damaged, you know. These are different sizes, and these are premature children. So we should all come together as parents and guardians to protect our children, because they are our future from today and onward. We have been informing our parents and public that we have the Girl Child Education Act. That was the General Education Act that we passed in the parliament. And this has actually been already implemented partially, and we are still going on. But we want to reinforce that this act is there, and it will not leave anyone untouched. If parents are not taking care of the children, my message is, let them begin doing it now, or else in Nyambia Municipality, we'll begin taking them as people who are actually the source of these children getting spoiled.